Hello everyone and welcome to a new sex toy review. Today's product is the Time Upgraded App Control Automatic Thrusting and Vibrating Male Masturbator from Sohemi. So this is a really, really interesting toy. It looks really weird. It's got like a little sidecar, like a motorcycle. What this is a one-handed version of a toy that I love. It's probably my favorite toy of all time, with some caveats, but let me show you that and then I'll explain this. So let's talk about this. This is one of my favorite toys of all time, if not the favorite toy of all time. I don't remember what it's called. It's from Leighton. It's a cowgirl robot. So you hold this in your hands. It's got the controls on the handles. And what you do is you turn it on. The power button's here, right? So check, you do that. And you can make it thrust up and down. You can make it, longer or shorter or make it faster. Right? So what you do is you hold this on your lap and it simulates cowgirl. Right? So... Great toy. Couple things wrong with it. It's expensive, and it requires two hands. So you can't do anything while you're using this toy. But it feels great, really gets the job done. It simulates cowgirl. Love this toy. All right, so now we've talked about this, let's talk about the actual toy we're here to talk about. Okay, so this toy from Sohemi is a one-handed version of that toy. So let me show you how it works. So there is the actual toy is here, right? It's got like a little mouth. Now you can if you're left or right-handed, you can swap this out. This twists off. So you can twist it on to go this way, or you could turn it around, twist it on to go the other way, but it's really cool. Anyway, so what you do is you slide your fingers through this strap and you hold on to this part, and this is like the handle. So all the toy happens here, but the strap allows you to use it one-handed. So you hold down the power button, okay, and there's like a little rocket ship. And you can see this, and you can turn, you see the number? Well, maybe you can't see number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So that's speed, right? But then you could also hit the up and down, and it makes it, again, just like the other toy, it can cover more ground. So or you can make it go fast. Like here, this is its full speed. This is full speed for thrusting and going up and down. You could turn them all down together. So you could see this on the display. See, there's fewer bars on both sides. Or you could use the side buttons. Oh, you could use the middle button to change like the thing. Like if you want it to be higher or lower on the thing. Isn't that cool? All right. Isn't that cool? Now, as you notice, it was because I'm holding it with one hand. Again, let me just show you. I'll just turn this up to 10. All right. So, it's very difficult to hold stably in your hand. Like, if you have the strap, you're not going to drop it. But it's just very difficult to hold. It is what it is. So it's kind of hard. So you need to brace this against something, or it'll kind of, if you try to hold it like this, there's just a lot going on. It's pretty powerful too. But anyway, so you get it. It works just like the cowgirl robot. Okay. Now, a couple things. This is a bullet vibrator. There's a bullet vibrator built into the toy. It's on the back side. When you twist it and remove it, that's how it connects. So this does not have an independent wire or battery. It connects to this this connection here. And the way you clean it is interesting. So you can remove both caps. All right, so the caps, I swear they come off. For some reason, there we go. All right, so this doesn't really do anything, but if you want to take this apart, you can take the cap off and then slide this piece of plastic off like that. and then you can remove this this black plastic sleeve, but it doesn't actually do anything, because even if we take all this off, these are still connected. So the bolt vibrator can't really be removed, and the connector can't really be removed, which means you can't really turn this inside out. So the whole point of like being able to disassemble it is so you could clean it. But because these parts don't really come out, it can't really be turned inside out easily to be cleaned. It's also made of silicone. It's not made of TPE, so it's a little bit less stretchy. It's still plenty stretchy, but if you tried to turn this inside out, you might tear it. So luckily, you can clean this out just by, you know, rinsing it out with water and dumping it like a cup, which means you don't need to take this apart. You can leave all these parts on it, and it won't affect the functionality of the toy. It won't make it any harder or easier to clean either. All right, once you have it all put back together, again, it connects. You can connect it whichever way you want. So if you're left-handed or right-handed, you can connect it where it connects like this, so the lips are pointed down, or you can disconnect it and connect it the other way, so the lips are pointed up. Okay, and then there you go. So it doesn't, this is left or right hand friendly. Now the buttons might be, if you're using it in your left hand, the buttons will be upside down, but you can easily control it. It doesn't really matter which way the buttons are pointing, because you're gonna be holding it in your hand and using the buttons. This toy is great, but it's very unstable because it's a one-handed toy and it's pretty powerful. So just keep that in mind. However, because this allows you to use the toy one-handed, this could potentially be paired with, if you like to play like computer games, or, you know, basically where you use your other hand to control something. Maybe you're into like hentai visual novels. It's hard to use a sex toy and play a hentai game at the same time. Where with this, because it's one-handed, you can use this with one hand, again, left or right, whichever one you prefer. So if you like to play the game with your right hand, you can put this in your left hand and then have it go up and down on your dick while you're clicking your mouse and playing your game, and you're off to the races. So this is a great toy. No, this is what's really surprising. This toy also has an app. You can control it with an app. So that's really cool. If you don't want to, you know, again, maybe having the buttons is hard, or whatever. Maybe you want to have someone else control your toy for you. So this is app controlled as an option. The apps are really nothing to write home about. They're basically just a remote control. The other thing this toy does is it only costs $99. So the Leighton toy that I showed you at the beginning of the video, that toy is expensive. That toy is over $200. Now, it's slightly more powerful, but not by much. This is a very powerful toy. You saw it, like, you know, jiggling around. So this is a really powerful toy, and it's a one-handed kind of cowgirl blowjob type of simulator, and it's only $100. And it has an app control functionality in it. Usually app controlled toys are more expensive. So if you were to tell me like how much would this toy be, I wouldn't have guessed $100. I would have guessed easily $150, maybe $200. So for only $100, you're getting a one-handed version of probably my favorite toy of all time, because it simulates cowgirl, or it could simulate getting a blowjob or whatever. So this is a great toy, particularly if you like to play hentai games or any type of thing where you're on your computer clicking things. Maybe you like to watch Pornhub or any kind of pornography, but you like to click through different videos while you're masturbating. You don't want to have to stop masturbating so you can like click on the next video. So it helps to have one hand free so you can click things while you're jerking off. And so because this is one-handed, this allows you to do that. Whereas the other toy, it required both your hands. So you would have to stop or pause it if you had to like switch. Okay, so the Leighton toy came with two inserts. One of them was open, and one of them is like a vagina. See this blue one? It has like a vagina type of opening. And I prefer the vagina one. I don't like the one that's open. So the open one is more to simulate a blowjob. This is more to simulate cowgirl. And I prefer the cowgirl vagina textured insert for this toy. So what I would have liked a vagina, like a smaller, tighter hole for this insert. Now, the thing is you, this could have been like a cap. They could have had, like, the cap is removable, and instead of having this be one piece, they could have had, like, two pieces where you can pick between lips or a vagina or whatever, and you could change out this cap. That's the only thing I would change about this toy. Other than the fact that you're stuck with only the blowjob lips, you don't have the option for cowgirl vagina, that's the only thing I change about it. I'm very impressed that this has a bullet vibrator, because the Leighton toy doesn't. The Leighton toy doesn't vibrate at all. So this actually has additional functionality that the other toy doesn't have. And again, it's only $100 and it can be used one-handed. So there's really nothing to complain about. This is extremely impressive for the price point. And this definitely solves a need. Because again, you can't use these two-handed toys while you're clicking stuff. So anyway, I have a coupon code, so you'll save even more money, and it's useful for the whole Sohemi website. So you can get this toy, or you can get a different toy. It's whatever you want. They have a lot of good toys on the website, but definitely check this one out. It's only $100 plus a coupon code to save even more. There's really no reason to not get it unless you already have the other toy and you don't care about porn or hentai games and you're good using two hands, I guess. But this is a great toy, highly recommended. That's really all I have to say. Thank you, Sohemi, for sending me this toy. Again, huge recommend. Save a little bit of money. It's a really good price, and you get a coupon code to save even more, and I really have no complaints. So anyway, that's it. Thank you very much for watching. This is Turd Flinging Monkey, and I'll see you next time.